This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Colleges in the Northeast could be getting a lot less money if the Bush administration has its way. The White House wants to reallocate nearly $2 billion in aid to newer colleges in the South and West. They say more poor students would be helped that way. But the older schools are naturally protesting. New Hampshire Public Radio's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Kim comes from a hardscrabble background. If it weren't for a generous financial aid package, she wouldn't have made it to college at all.
Without the other money, the work study especially, I don't think that I would have come because I would have had to take out additional loan money for myself.
Kim, who declined to give her last name, graduated from the University of New Hampshire in 2001 and is working on her master's degree. Her assistance came from programs the government now wants to overhaul. When the financial aid programs began in 1979, schools were guaranteed an annual minimum amount, regardless of student need. This continues today, so only after that money is parceled out do remaining funds get dispersed. Many institutions that benefit are older and are among the nation's most prestigious schools. Officials say the problem is that schools that enroll the largest numbers of low-income students aren't getting their fair share. The Department of Education's Sally Stroop says a policy change would have a noticeable impact.
The federal aid programs don't address every problem there is. They try to get the most of the money into the hands of the lowest income students so they get to go to school. And they may not be able to go to Northwestern, they may not be able to go to Penn State, but at least they'll get to go somewhere and they have that opportunity to enroll in college and take a shot at getting a better job.
Population shifts over the last 25 years have led to the creation of more schools in the South and West and newer institutions like community colleges. If the proposal were enacted, the Northeast would lose much of its money to other regions. New Hampshire schools stand to lose about a quarter of their federal financial aid. Of that, the University of New Hampshire would take the biggest hit, losing about $2 million a year. The school's director of financial aid, Susie Allen, says she finds it hard to accept.
If the money shifts to state schools in California, state schools in Oklahoma, my kids are still needy kids, and now they're going to go without. But to take them from my kids and give it to those kids just doesn't make fundamental sense to me. It's not addressing the problem. And the problem is there's not enough federal funding to go around.
About a dozen smaller institutions in New Hampshire would actually see their federal aid go up. That would be good for the Community Technical College at Manchester, which can't provide enough work-study hours to fulfill student needs. Annie Mateo, a young widow and mother of two, is putting herself through school.
Every semester I have to go and beg, can I work, can I do at least 12 hours or 13 hours? Because I have to pay for gas to come here. I mean, it's hard. I wish that it was different. I wish that I would be able to get more hours.
Mateo says she usually winds up only working about 10 hours a week when she'd like to work 20. The administration's wish to help Mateo and others faces a major hurdle. Two powerful New England politicians, both wanting to protect their state's advantage. Republican Senator Judd Gregg of New Hampshire chairs the Education Committee.
Since I'm the chairman of the committee and Senator Kennedy's the ranking member of the committee that has jurisdiction over this issue, I think that this formula change has a very short shelf life.
That's good news for students like Kim. But for students like Annie Mateo at the Tech, it means paying for college is going to be as difficult as ever. For NPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein in Concord, New Hampshire.